Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, they cannot find this guy up in Rhode Island.
Okay. How many times can you say stocky? Let's just call it what it is.
He's overweight.
He's chubs. He has got, and Sam said this yesterday, we're just being honest because we are looking for a horrible, vile human being. Sam's like, unless he's pregnant, they need to just say he is portly, pudgy. I saw man boobs. I'm sorry to use that word, but I can see that. And I said to Sam, is it possible he's wearing a vest under that? And Sam said, no, vests don't protrude only in the stomach region.
Yes, it would go all the way up the chest. He's got a beer gut.
Yeah.
He's a chunky boy.
How is it in the in the most surveilled country ever, he is walking down that street, ring doorbell, ring doorbell, ring doorbell, church, business, and we still don't know who this is.
Because he was very concealed. He was wearing a mask.
And how many times can we zoom in on the same footage grainy, before we give up on the fact that you're not going to be able to identify the guy based on that piece of footage? ESPN, CNN was like, we've got new high-res zoomed. It was the same Ring doorbell video.
I went over to my TV today and I thought, oh, God, they've got new video.
New doesn't necessarily mean good.
If you were not listening to the show earlier today, Nick Reiner has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, with the district attorney saying, because of the special circumstances rule with multiple victims in this awful case, he theoretically could be eligible for the death penalty, which is on moratorium in California right now. But it does rise to the level that could be a charge.
But the DA also said when asked that he would take into consideration what the family wants him to do.
If I was a member of that family.
In that regard.
Bye.
You really think it would be that easy?
Yes, I do. I think he destroyed his mom and dad's life.
Well, he took his mom and dad's
prior
life.
Prior to this week.
Fair.
You've read that his sister was distraught constantly, not about the state he was in, but what it was doing to mom and dad. Mm. Rob Reiner was 78 years old. Mm-hmm. Do you know how sick and tired they would have to be of dealing with that? And then it is looking like he came in at 3 a.m. while they slept.
And slaughtered them. Allegedly.
And I had asked on this show, I think today and yesterday, what happens with that inheritance? There's 4 children. This is a massive estate. Do they all still get a quarter of that so that his defense would be paid for from the estate of the 2 people he murdered?
I think the estate would probably be on the hook for his initial defense, but once he's convicted, and presumably he will be, then that money stops.
We have an answer. And I hate to be morbid, but I was like, oh my gosh, I texted Sam and Scott this morning. And I go, this is a disastrous morbid thought, but like, he's not going to inherit a quarter, is he? Right? No. We have an answer. Will Rob Reiner's son Nick see his inheritance following arrest for murder? I'm not the only one thinking about this. Rob Reiner's son Nick was likely set to inherit millions from his famous father. But legal experts explain he will not see a dime following his arrest for murder.
His arrest?
Yep. Huh. Former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers Nima Ramini said that under something called the Slayer Rule, that's what it is, A child who kills their parents cannot inherit from their estate. That means they cannot, under a will, trust, life insurance, or as any other kind of beneficiary, they will not be able to take from it. The law presumes the killer predeceased their parents. A murder conviction in criminal court is enough to trigger the rule. However, you don't need a conviction. A probate judge could also apply it. And she says, I'm not involved in this case, but of all the cases where this would be invoked, she is guessing this is one of them.
I'm surprised by that, actually. I'm not coming to his defense at all. I think he's probably guilty of sin, but I'm surprised that he wouldn't be able to use some of the money in his defense, because theoretically, despite the mountain of evidence they have against him, you are presumed innocent until found guilty, right?
It would be unconscionable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you profited, I mean, that's what this would be. He would be profiting off of the murders, and then that money is going to defend the very vile action that you allegedly took to.
Well, you know it as well as I do, Dana. We've been around the block a time or two. This isn't going to trial. There's no chance.
Oh man, I don't know, Scott.
The mountain of evidence against him,
yeah,
is so much. The blood at the hotel, the blood on him,
the fight the night before that witnessed right. by 100 people or more.
My guess is Rob Reiner's home has cameras all over it. They would see him coming in the home at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was. Now, my guess would be that there aren't cameras in the bedroom where they were presumably sleeping, but the mountain of evidence against him. All you have to do is tell the family, we're going to dangle the death penalty in front of your brother.
Yep.
Okay? We're going to dangle the death penalty if you agree, and we're going to get him to plead guilty to first-degree murder, life in prison, no parole.
What was the term you used out in the newsroom, Sam, about, if he does an insanity defense, was it something drug-fueled psychosis? Is that what you said?
That would be what it is, yeah. I mean, he would argue that he had zero control whatsoever of his actions, and I, repeating myself from a previous hour, I would be willing to bet zero recollection of his actions.
Why is it that I bristle at someone saying, well, this is mental health? I think drug addiction
is mental health.
A drug addiction can be wrapped up in mental health, but to me, when you say insanity defense, Scott, it is, I'm hearing voices, I don't understand what happened, I thought this person was trying to kill me. That to me is insanity defense. You making the choice to go on a 3-day bender and you hate your dad.
So you take enough of these high-powered drugs, you literally will develop drug-induced schizophrenia. The idea that he was hearing voices is not far-fetched.
But do you understand where I separate those? I feel like there's schizophrenia where I could legitimately say, okay, this person is sick and needs mental health help, did not have any knowledge of what they're doing. When it's drug-induced, I bristle at that.
But why is he doing, and I'm not defending Nick
Ryan. I know
Ryan.
You're not.
Why is he in the throes of addiction? What is he running from?
People are addicted to all kinds of substances, and they don't explode into the rage that, I mean, this is going, can you imagine the crime scene photos here? This is rage killing.
Oh, at, sure.
Rage killing.
I'm sure it was.
At its core, addiction is a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is the foundation of addiction.
He's.
I just don't like it as an excuse. That's the word I'm looking for. Well, I don't like it as a legal excuse.
But I think you would be, it would be very hard to find a judge who is going to sign off on the possibility of an insanity defense based on illegal drug use. Okay.
How many people are high and shoot a cop and they go, well, he was high? No one goes, well, that's a mental health case.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But if you can get a high dollar enough lawyer, they're going to argue that.
Oh, and he has.
That's what I mean.
If you guys missed it, he has Harvey Weinstein's lawyer.
Also, I apologize, officer. I did not mean to shoot you. I was in marijuana-induced psychosis.
Yeah,
defended
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. That's right.
Karen Reed.
Karen Reed.
Correctly, I would argue.
Now, we have to keep in mind, though, that we are now pushing 48 hours since his arrest. And he is still so out of it that he has not been medically cleared to appear for an arraignment.
He has been charged. They did charge him earlier today.
Is it formal before they read it to you?
That's a great question, Sam.
I think, and I don't remember it's been a minute since I've been in a Kansas courtroom as a reporter, or a Missouri one for that matter. I think that once you have been, they have a certain number of days to charge you, right? And then once you've been charged, there's a certain amount of time before you have to appear in court. Now, if he is, I would guess that there's some sort of a waiver if you are injured, you know, maybe you've been shot.
Incapacitated, yep.
Or to Dana's word, you're incapacitated where it is not physically possible for you to appear in court.
They charge DNA.
Yeah, that's true. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.